And take part two for Eric Jones and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back here with Eric Jones, the editor of the Apollo Lunar Surface Journal. And we're in front of Eric's computer, and we're going to take a look at the Apollo Lunar Surface Journal. And I'll attempt to describe what we're seeing, because radio doesn't allow us to do that, of course. And we'll get Eric to guide us through. Eric, what are we looking at?
Okay, the introductory page you get from the web address is, you just type into a Google search on Apollo Lunar Surface Journal, and there it is. Mention of J.C. Beaglehole, the New Zealand historian, whose journals of the voyages of Captain Cook were an inspiration for the ALSJ. And basically there's an Apollo patch most of the way down that opening page that lets you get into the journal itself.
Okay, so it's laid out with the various Apollo lunar landing missions, including Apollo 13, I know. But anyway, we'll have a look at that in a moment.
Yeah, there is on this page links to a variety of introductory material, program summaries, background material such as crew training summaries. There's an enormous amount of information available on the web, primarily at the NASA Technical Reports Server. And some of this is from that, but I also was able to contact some of the training supervisor is too strong a word, but anyway, the coordinator of the training for each of the crews, and some of those crew training summaries are from there. Links to information about the spacecraft, the lunar roving vehicle, the suits and their equipment, to the communication systems, cameras and lunar surface tools, the experiments that the crews deployed on the surface, the ESEP, the ALSEP, and other experiments, a section about the landing sites, maps and the geology, flight plans and procedures, and then additional material. There are, for example, Apollo press kits that were released to the media at the time, and those are actually quite useful. Apollo experience reports, which were done after Apollo ended by people at NASA Johnson and elsewhere about various aspects of the technical aspects of the mission.
There's a huge amount of material right there on that one page, and we haven't even scratched the surface. I know there's a little essay there from Hamish Lindsay from Honeysuckle Creek on the Apollo Lunar Surface, ALSEP essay. So, yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, so let's keep going here.
So up toward the top of this page, there are links to each of the missions, a mission patch and a mission name. Just click somewhere on that for what have you. Over on the left-hand side of the page is a kind of a brief menu of various things across all the missions, such as bios of the crews and pictures, overviews of the missions, summaries, the image libraries, collection of anaglyphs that people have made over the years, and so on down the list.
And I note there's some other resources there, the Apollo Flight Journal, French Journal de la Service Lunaire. Is that... is that your site translated into French, or is it?
There is Apollo 11 has been translated into French by a fellow in Montreal, in Canada, and I'm working closely with a fellow in Jena, in the former East Germany, who is translating it into German, and he in particular has been extraordinarily helpful because his background is in he's a musician who works in a library in Jena as an archivist, so he doesn't have a technical background. His questions are just superb. They make me think. And in the 10 years or so that we've been working together, we've gotten up to early in Apollo 14, wow. And the journal has improved immeasurably because of his questions.
So his questions feed back into your maintenance and enhancement of the journal itself.
Absolutely.
So
he sends me a list of questions and I work through them as I can and make changes to the journal. The journal is hosted by the NASA History Office in Washington, And every couple, 3 months, I send updates to them for to put on their server. There's an image gallery and what have you.
So is that image gallery part of your site or is it an associated sort of resource?
Let's see. The Apollo Image Gallery is actually Kip Teague's site with all the Hasselblads. There's a bibliography. We have a Facebook page, which is linked here in resources near the top of this. Shall we go to 11?
Sure. So I'll just note there's a commentary and editors virtually by all of the crews, Neil and Buzz, Dave and Jim, Pete and Alan, Charlie Duke, Ed Mitchell, Gene and Jack Smith. So they've actually contributed in the past and continue to do so in some cases.
In some cases, yeah. Neil was extraordinarily helpful, Dave Scott, Al Bean and Jack Schmidt. Okay, onward to 11.
Let's dive into Apollo 11. So we've got a list of the first part of the mission and then it looks like a link there to English, French and German the translations. Okay, translations,
sorry. Yeah. The Apollo Flight Journal is edited by a fellow in Glasgow named David Woods. He asked me at one point, did I intend to do anything similar for the parts of the mission before and after the landing? And I said, well, are you volunteering to do that? So he's got his own crew of people who've been working on that for quite some time. He retired. He was a post-production editor at the BBC in Glasgow, and since retiring, he has been able to spend much of his time on it.
And so he's using a similar methodology and a structure and layout as you are?
Yeah, very much. Very similar. Each of us has a crew of core group of contributors who we go to when we have questions about the spacecraft or the procedures or what have you. Does anybody know about blah, 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 blah? And then for each of the missions, Apollo 11, biographies of the crew and Capcom, the overview summary, the photo index, which is a NASA document just listing all of the pictures, and then the image library. We'll go to that first because this is a central part of each of the missions. Starting out with a lunar reconnaissance orbiter, images, landing site maps, assembled panoramas. One of my contributors is a Russian named Yuri Korsilnikov, who lives in Moscow. He did some panorama stitching for me and then taught me how to make anaglyphs, the red-blue stereo images. So I've been doing panoramas. There are other people who do panoramas and pass them on. The software that's now available is pretty good. And I'm very happy with the collection of assembled panoramas that we've been able to put together.
So I see these links to all the magazine, the Hasselblad magazines that were shot on the surface as well.
Yes. Within the image library, we have a section mission photos by magazine number. So that magazine 40, the one that Neil and Buzz used on the surface, and then lists each image with a description and then links to high resolution and low resolution versions.
And bringing that up now. Oh, wow. Very nice.
AS-11-40-5846, which is an orbital image taken before the landing.
These are the background materials and I guess links to the various images and videos. The core of it is the transcript. Is that, would I be right in saying that the actual transcripts of the audio, the spoken word?
Down here, after we go through all the background material on the Apollo 11 page, the journal, a link to the flight journal part of Apollo 11, chapter for the first landing, which starts with the audio. There's some audio clips that we have from NASA Johnson that start at about just before Eagle and Columbia came around from the backside pass before the landing. And then the transcripts start, Columbia, Houston, we're standing by, over, Columbia, Houston, over. And then Mike Collins comes online, Houston, Columbia, reading you loud and clear, how may, and so on, down through the mission.
Wow. And I note that there's a bracketed commentary basically describing sort of the situation. This particular refers to the high-gain antennas and how they were acquiring Earth and communication with Earth, etc. So it gives people a bit of a background to understand what these guys were talking about.
Yeah, the italicized paragraphs of commentary has been the bulk of my work for the last 30 years. With the help of too many people to count to understand what all of this stuff means. Let's see. Buzz reports the burn was on time, residuals before nulling, minus 0.1, minus 0.4, minus 0.1, X and Y, X and Z nulled to zero, static garbled, nulling garbled. And David Woods tells me what all of these, what all the numbers mean.
I know you said Z there. Thank you for that.
Well, I've been in Australia for 17 years now, and I have learned to speak the language.
Fantastic. So the original process that you took, you talked about earlier, where you sat down with the various astronauts. Basically, this italicized commentary is kind of what you were writing up at that time, saying, well, what are you guys doing there and why would you be saying that? They would describe what you're doing and you'd put that in and eventually it makes it into the journal itself.
Yes. I'd ask them a question. Sometimes I include the question in here, other times. There are also extracts from the technical debriefs that the crews did once they got home. For example, here Neil and Buzz are talking about landmark tracking on their way in. And so those technical debriefs have been an important part of the journal.